Mad About Trivia? How about some Mad About You trivia? This week, as a small anniversary present to my lovely wife, I've got one of our absolute favorite shows, Mad About You. If you're new to my little show, welcome. Every week, I have 3 rounds of 10 questions each. If you don't know the answer, fret not, no one will judge you. I'm your host, Brian Rollins, and let's get going. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who played Jamie Buckman on the show? Helen Hunt. Number 2. Who played Paul Buckman and was one of the show's creators? Paul Reiser. Number 3. What was the name of Paul and Jamie's daughter? Mabel. Number 4. What was the name of Paul and Jamie's dog? Murray. Number 5. The show is set in which U.S. city? New York City. Number 6. Anne Ramsey played who? Hint, it's Jamie's sister. Lisa. Number 7. Who reprised his role as Alan Brady from the Dick Van Dyke Show in a season 3 episode of Mad About You? Carl Reiner. Number 8. Played by Leela Kinzel, who was Jamie's best friend and partner? Fran Devineau. Number 9. After Paul and Jamie, which character appears in the most episodes? Ira Buckman, Paul's cousin. Number 10. What network initially aired Mad About You? NBC. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What was Paul's occupation? Documentary filmmaker. Number 2. Along with Don Was, who wrote the show's theme song, Final Frontier? Paul Reiser. He also plays the piano in the song. Number 3. 3 different actresses played Jamie's mother, Teresa. Who played her the most often? Carol Burnett. Number 4. 3 different actors played Jamie's father, Gus. Who played him the most often? Carol O'Connor. Number 5. Who played Fran's husband, then ex-husband, Dr. Mark Devineau? Richard Kind. Number 6. Lisa Kudrow played what dim-witted waitress on the series? Ursula. The character would later become Phoebe's twin sister on Friends. Number 7. Paul sublets his old apartment to which Seinfeld character? Kramer. Number 8. Helen Hunt met her future husband, Hank Azaria, when he played what character on Mad About You? Nat, the dog walker. Number 9. What stand-up comedian played Paul's editor, Warren Mermelman? Stephen Wright. Number 10. Played by Tommy Hinckley, what best friend of Paul just disappears after season 1? Jay. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. In what year did the show premiere? 1992. Number 2. During the show's 6th and 7th season, who performed the show's theme song? Anita Baker. Number 3. MABLE is an acronym for what? Mothers always bring extra love. Number 4. Where did Paul and Jamie meet? At a newsstand. They were both looking for the Sunday edition of the New York Times. Number 5. What were the names of Paul's parents? Sylvia and Bert Buckman. Number 6. Who played Paul's eccentric Uncle Phil? Mel Brooks. Number 7. What singer and songwriter played Ira's girlfriend and ex-wife, Marianne? Cyndi Lauper. Number 8. Bert Buckman runs what kind of store? A sporting goods store. Number 9. Including the newest season in 2019, how many seasons did Mad About You have? 8. Number 10. While Paul is a born and bred New Yorker, Jamie hails from what other New England state? Connecticut. And that's it for Mad About You trivia. Like I said, it's our favorite sitcom, and we watched it religiously during the first years of our marriage. We even own the entire series on DVD. What's a show you watch with your special someone? Let me know on Facebook, Twitter, or Reddit. Next week, it's a period show. What 1980s coming-of-age series was set in the late 1960s? This was a big hit with my parents' generation, but it was popular enough that younger folks probably watched it. See you back here next week. This was episode 285 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening, and to my lovely wife, I'm still mad about you after all these years.